morning. If you're new and visiting, we're especially glad you're here today. We have a gift for you. It's on the welcome desk outside. Before you leave, I would encourage you to pick up a book there called The Prodigal God. For everyone here, now is a wonderful time to find the connection card in your bulletin. If you would, please take a moment to fill this out. Let us know you're here. Let us know how we can be praying for you and with you, and then drop that in the offering a little bit later in the worship service. We want to begin this morning with a call to worship. It comes from Psalm 103, and it says this: "Praise the Lord, O my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion." Friends, this morning our invitation is to praise the Lord. So let us stand now and worship God. You may be seated. And so as we seek first his kingdom, and as we ask of him, we know that he responds. So much so that we ask for forgiveness, because we know that he has forgiven. And so it is with the confidence of the people of God that we can come before him now and confess our sins to him. So if you would join me now in the prayer of confession. Lord God, we know we shouldn't do it, but we play favorites. We know it is wrong, but we distinguish between us and them. We know we have nothing to fear, but we turn aside from your strong love. Forgive us, O Lord, and do good to us when we have trouble doing good for others. Strengthen us to reach out in service to those who are in need. Make us aware of those outside our own communities, that we may see them as your precious children and serve them in humility and joy. And hear us as we continue to confess in the silence of our hearts. Amen. Friends, hear this good news from the book of Galatians. It says, "You are all sons and daughters of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There's neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." Friends, the good news of the gospel is that in Jesus Christ we have been forgiven and we have been made new, so that we are sons and daughters of God. So praise the Lord and be at peace. Now let us continue in worship. If you would join me now in prayer. Gracious God, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for this day that you have made. We thank you for this time that you have set aside, that we have set aside to meet together, to worship you, to recognize who you are, and to be recognized by you. Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for his life, death, and resurrection. We thank you for his ministry and for his continued ministry in us. We thank you for how we can strive to be more like him as we strive to be sons and daughters of you. But Lord, even as we strive, we recognize that our sonship and daughtership is not a function of what we do, but it's a function of who you are. For we can't not be your children if you call us your children. And so, Lord, we strive not because we want to try and earn your love, but because we have your love. And so help us, Lord. So, Lord, we pray even now you would be sending your Holy Spirit upon us to work within us, to join us together as your body and as your people, that we might follow you better, that we might be more aware of your presence, that we might be here with you even today. Lord, in this time of prayer, as we gather together in worship, we also recognize that there are things that weigh heavily upon our hearts. There are concerns that we have for people we love. There are concerns we have for our own lives and families. Lord, there is a world all around us that has burdens that we also carry. So, Lord, in the silence of these next couple of moments, we lift all our prayers to you, both thanksgivings and concerns alike, because we know that you are God. And so hear us, Lord, in the silence of our hearts. And Lord, we continue to pray today, and we use the words that Jesus taught those first disciples, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." At this time, I would invite you as an act of worship to stand up and let's spend a couple minutes getting to know those who are worshiping with us this morning. All right. If you all want to start finding your seats. We're talkative today. If everyone wants to find their seats, you can sit down now. There are reasons you do not preach through the book of James. Today is one of them. We have a bit of a challenging one today, so I need you all to dig in a little bit. We're going to start with prayer, and then we'll see what happens. So if you would join me now in prayer.